I would now like to introduce a gentleman who was with the Trinamool Congress and jumped ship to the Bharatiya Janata Party. Mr. Dinesh Trivedi is now with us. Thank you very much, Mr. Trivedi, for joining us. My first question, what do you make of this Congress-TMC fight?
Well, Sanket, I think it's the internal matter of both the parties. And it's quite obvious, and there's nothing wrong in a democracy to fight to get the position. So to answer your question, I think it's purely their internal dynamics.
There's no problem in fighting for a position. That's significant, and one can see what you have just said. I've read between the lines. But Mr. Trivedi, can the TMC be a principal opposition to the BJP at the national level? Or in your assessment, is that still the Congress?
Sanket, you have also gone through a lot of political process. I have been into political arena for many decades. So it all depends. What is your objective? What is your main concern? If your main objective is just to get into power, then I think it's not a great objective. And if the objective is for some kind of a spirit of nationalism, then I think the objective is very large, like in case of freedom struggle. The objective was to get freedom. The objective was not to get power. So it all depends what is the objective. But if supposing the objective is to disrupt the house, the parliament, day in and day out, I don't think so it is adding to any national cause. So it all depends. And people, they understand what the objective of any political party is.
Very significant. Mr. Trivedi, now for an important question. It is generally assumed that this divided or fractured opposition is going to be advantage BJP. How do you look at this?
No, I don't think so. BJP is looking at the opposition per se. As long as the people are with BJP, and people would be with BJP as long as BJP or any national party does pro-people work. For example, today only I was hearing the debate about the health infrastructure when COVID was concerned. And you can make out the difference at the grassroots level what work is being done. So, Sanket, at the end of the day, political party must look into their work rather than what is the opposition doing, because the agenda of opposition is not necessary the ruling party has to carry on. Of course, if there are some good suggestions in parliament given by anybody, that's a different story. But as far as BJP is concerned, I think there is pro-people, and that's the reason going towards BJP.
Mr. Dinesh Trivedi, I ask you this question because Aam Aadmi Party and the TMC have fought the BJP in their states and defeated it. Whereas critics say that the Congress's fight against the BJP is that of, or let's just say BJP's contest against the Congress is that of defeating an easy opponent. Is Congress an easy opponent for you to beat? And does you would rather have the Congress survive in some way?
If you have not understood the spirit of the people, then it does not matter how strong an opposition you were in the past. There are civilizations and civilizations, they have been lost because they did not go according to the time frame. They did not change themselves for being pro-people. So to answer your question, I think somewhere down the line, the old National Party Congress have only become a party, unfortunately, to tell you, is to serve a family. And I think people in this modern days of communication, Congress was there as long as there was no alternative. Now there is a huge alternative in BJP and Narendra Modi. So people have accepted that.
Mm.
So I think you have to work towards it. If you talk about BJP, it started before independence. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee as early as in the 40s. And they have worked their way through. They have struggled their way through pro-people. And that is why from two seats in parliament, they have gone more than 300 seats. So, and Congress has done just the opposite. So if you have not realized that every day, if you are just shouting slogans, and if you are not talking anything along the side of what people want, people do not want disturbing politics day in and day out. Somewhere down the line, you need to show maturity. You need to engage with the government as well. You look at Orissa. As far as Mr. Patnaik is concerned, they are a regional party as well as thinking about the national spirit. So I think the regional party also has to think national. If you are national, then your regionalism also survives. Because region and national has to combine. You can't only talk about region. And you have seen during the election in Bengal, anybody who came outside, they say, you are outsider. Bahar ho gati. And now, when Trinamool Congress goes outside, the same tag is going to be there. People are not fools. So I think somewhere down the line, it all depends on what is your objective. If your objective is national spirit, if your objective is pro-people, does not matter caste, community, creed, region, then I think the acceptability is there.
Okay. All right. Dinesh
but
Dwayne,
it doesn't seem that opposition party has that agenda. The agenda at the moment is only to serve a particular family, whether it's a regional party or a national party in Congress.
Okay. Right. Dinesh Dwivedi, many thanks for joining us.